98.1 KZE, delighted to welcome back via phone Jeffrey Gaines, who's returning to the colony in Woodstock on Friday, December 26th, along with Belle Skinner. Jeffrey, hi. How is your holiday season going?
How's it going? Everything's going cool. You know, I don't really holiday. It's just a colder season.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Mostly just on the road the whole time, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're delighted to have you coming back through the colony. I think last time was over the summer. Do you change up the set in between when you are coming back to a venue that you've played earlier in the year? What's kind of your approach to that?
Well, my approach is I never really have a set list. I don't really even preconceive any event. That's the thing. So they're always different because I never repeat because I didn't write it down in the first place.
That's right. So, yeah.
I'm sure this will be, and you basically just play off of, even though you're in the same building and it's the same, I'm the same, but the crowd is always different. The audience is, even if you come back to a place, as many times I've been upstate, New York this year, it's always different because a new complexion of, The new group of people comprise, like, make a whole new complexion, a whole new vibe.
Yeah.
Everybody's different. And, so that's the thing. You just got to stay ready to be in the moment. That's why I probably stopped writing set lists because, whatever I had on my mind might not be the mind of the evening. So
yeah.
I have to, deal with each environment, what it calls for in that moment to be current, to be fresh in the moment.
Have there been any kind of standout moments from your last few shows or your last year of shows where, a song came up that you maybe didn't expect to come up or anything like that?
Yeah, the most unexpected thing happened this year was, singing with, doing a show. I was opening up for Mavis Staples and her listening to me through my set and then being overjoyed about talking about me during hers.
Wow.
That was fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That kind of stuff's fantastic. But as far as during my sets, the only things now, they're just different behaviors of what audiences are, as we've all. But for me, I've been doing this for, my debut was 1992. So I'm very oftentimes playing to people who got on board, through what I would even consider as their youth.
Hmm.
And now I'm playing to them as their adults. They're grown people. They're, mature. And so what's interesting is like how they have changed so much and how differently they concert.
Hmm.
And so it's like, I'm looking at the same people, I might know them, but you get to learn them now as they're adults and they do things very differently. The beautiful thing or strange thing about playing music for a living is it sort of there's an arrested development. It retards my growth, really, in a sense, because as I think possibly when Mick Jagger takes the stage, he's still acting quite like a kid,
mm-hmm.
even though he may not be. In order to do the thing he's doing, it's going to be like it takes you back to a place. So I'm immediately there, transported, but I don't really leave it because I'm always doing it. But the crowd is the way, much like people who've had children. People who have had children can mark how old they are by, oh my God, the kid is now graduating college or this, that, and other things sort of time it for them.
Yeah.
But it's like, for me, it's like the audience has gone on and lived a life, and I've gone on and played guitar, much like my my high school talent show.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, you could say it's stunted your growth, or you could say it's kept you young. There's multiple ways of looking at it.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, there's totally multiple ways of looking, and I don't want, and that's another thing, too. I never really want my way of thinking to brand it or mar it for the evening of how you might think about it. It's similar to like song lyrics. What I know I meant in a song is it's always been gifted by the fact that the listener takes it to a better place.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I might just be going through and writing a song and just sort of studying humanity in a very kind of removed and clinical way, like I always have kind of an ability to do. they'll grab onto it personally and take it to some richer, better place than just a, you know, a dissection. Now, and that was something that I'd learned on tour with Tracy Chapman. She was just so, like science. She was more like puzzled by the science of humanity and the inner workings of people.
Yeah.
And you know, we did a tour together. And we're just like, wow, we're just like sort of sketch artists. Really, like we're writing about it over there across the street from a comfortable cafe. Like, and yeah, and it is pretty deep, and it was pretty, you know, profound, but it was over there, ultimately.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what I mean? I imagine that's a strange thing about making a career out of being a songwriter is, you know, when you start out, you're writing songs about maybe more universal experiences, and then as your life becomes touring and playing music, maybe, you're kind of writing from a more removed perspective about things that might be considered more generally relatable, right? Because that's not really your life anymore.
Yeah. For instance, like, you know, there's so much about my upbringing and growing up that already had me in not really being a part of it already.
Yeah.
You know, you grow up in a society, like, you know, if you just, like, there's, like, sort of an isolation by possibly being the person you are geographically where you land in life. You might find an isolation in that. I mean, everybody's different, and you might not have. So I've always been sort of a viewer, you know, on the outside, looking at the cliques and the populace at large. And, you know, it kind of creates the songwriter rather than, if you're not on the dance floor, you'll write about those on the dance floor, you know, and you'd only have that time to do it if you weren't in the activity.
Yeah.
Like anyone doing a portrait isn't the subject.
Exactly. Are you ever inspired by your audiences at your shows?
I think my music has created a more, they're not the most outgoing. Now, at any point in time, they could show me different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Again, my point of view isn't like some now blanket thing that you have to be subjected to or act in accordance to what I perceive you to be. You can be anything you want. It's a wide open free space. But I notice I'm usually the most outgoing person in the room.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, that's good.
Yeah. Well, they kind of hang way back. And, you know, I think when I got a guitar and inspired by, you know, stuff that was happening through the 70s, music was a much more forefront part of society at large. And so when someone would perform it, it was just a larger collective who would celebrate that person.
Right.
You know what I mean? Holy hell, Frampton comes alive. You know, like, what?
Yeah.
Frampton's playing he's playing a guitar, and everybody's just like, I don't know why so many people drove down to a Coliseum and partied in a parking lot and took off their shirts and hung out and got sweaty and drunk. And, you know, it's like, it was like, oh, and you just go, from my vantage point, I'm going, hey, look, there's that guy. He's playing guitar. He likes doing that. And thank God, like a hockey rink of people like coming to watch.
Yeah.
And you just go, hey, I'll go do that. And then, and then like music becomes like less of a fabric of our lives. I think the kids today at school don't like draw their favorite band on their pants or their book covers, or, you know, they're not defacing their clothing with, you know, their rendering of a band's logo.
Yeah, that's a shame.
So it is a shame to us who are out here doing this magic trick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like if you were pulling so to me, it's like I do a thing, and my hope is that thing is still a thing sought by the public, because, Bell Skinner, myself, we're out there doing that. And we really can only offer it up, like, and say, well, we're going to be here. And, man, we would love to have you, because everything we do gets a whole lot better when it's not just us that are enthused about it.
That's right. So, yeah, that's incredibly well said.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, it's like, I mean, I love to do it, and I will always love to do it. And so we're just scouring the pan. Like, we're, you know, I just look at it like you're scouring the pan. But, I mean, I was in Italy, and the chef took me back into the kitchen, and he said, this is the best part. This is the best part of, yeah. He was scraping the pan, and he put it on bread. He's like, now you got the best part of it. What's left on the rim of the pot. And I'm like, there you go.
The most flavorful
That's
stuff.
It. Yeah, just like, you know, you gotta show up, and I'm always here to dig deep and provide.
Right so, on. Well, Jeffrey Gaines with Bell Skinner. That's that's an incredible plug for the show. You heard it here. It's going to be a unique, one of a kind experience. And I know everybody loves you at the Colony, so I'm sure it'll be some of the usual folks and hopefully some new folks coming out and experiencing the magic too. That's along with Bell Skinner next Friday, day after Christmas, the 26th. Jeffrey, thank you so much for hopping on with me.
Oh, yeah, it's been a pleasure. Beautiful day. Hope you're having fun, and I'll see you soon.